see, where did I put the bath Twitter space thing? There it is. I should link it. Copy link. Hello, everyone. Let me see. Chat here. I will link the YouTube live chat. There we go. Hello, everyone joining. I have replied to the Twitter post or the space at whatever it's called. I have replied with the old YouTube live chat for bath stream or not stream space. I just finished running the water. So if you'd like to chat with me, you can go to the I'm in the bath chat on YouTube. Yeah. Whoa, my bath is making weird noises. I'm scared. Last week, I think it was last week, when my mom's boyfriend's sister was visiting, she told me that my bath, when she was taking a bath, it made like diarrhea noises. And she was like, "I promise I wasn't shitting in here. I promise your drain is just weird." And then it happened to me too, and I was like, "I promise I wasn't shitting. It's just my bathtub's weird." Is it Twitcast? It is not Twitcast. This is a Twitter space. Do not try to do not try to manipulate me. It is not a Twitcast. It's a Twitter space. I have learned. Bad boy. Will this be archived? I think I accidentally put it as it will not be recorded. I'm so sorry. That is my B. It will not be recorded. I don't think I can change the I don't think I can change the setting. Unless I'm dumb and I can. Adjust settings? Adjust settings? Nope. That's so sad. I promise the next time I do one of these that I'll have it recorded. Guess you had to be here then. You do. You guys are so exclusive. This is the exclusive bath Twitter space. I was like, I might as well. I'm taking a bath. It'd be nice to talk to them a little longer. So now we're here. It took six refresh for chat to show up for me. Oof, I'm Shimki. I swear I'm about to jump in my own bath. Ooh, we can all jump in the bath together. This is why I take notes. Good student. Good boy. I need to decide what I'm gonna eat tomorrow because I'm gonna be streaming for a while. I'm thinking that what I might do, if I can wake up early enough, I'll go to the grocery store. If I can't wake up early enough, I'll go to the grocery store after the member stream. So I want to cook and I need to make sure that I have groceries for the rest of the week. That's what I need to do. I was just looking at Mako's Twitter space and thinking it's been a while since she did it. Is she doing more right now? I feel like lately she'll like in stream and then she will start a Twitter space like within like an hour or two after her stream ends. Maybe it's because like she can only go on her computer for a certain amount, but maybe it's like easier to just like be in bed and like talk to you guys rather than like having to sit at like a computer. No, don't leave her to listen to mine. You can't be in two Twitter spaces at once. I always thought that like, well, I don't know. I've never tried being in two at once. I've never tried being into it once. You went to stream the starting one right away? I did. Not on your phone? I see. Maybe you would have to have, like, two browsers open on a PC in order to listen to two Twitter spaces. That seems inconvenient. It'd be nice if you could listen to multiple, you know? I love hot baths. I want bath bombs. I should get bath bombs sometime. That would be nice. What kind of soap, like, scents do you guys like to use? Also, I'm gonna... Hold on. I'm going to put shampoo in my hair. If it sounds like a fart, I promise it's not fart. It's shampoo. Why does it sound scary? Why does it sound scary? Okay, I'm gonna shampoo my hair. Nitro stinky. I wish I had a bathtub large enough for an adult, or well, an adult over 6 feet. Yeah, I feel like most bathtubs are, like, not usually, like, made for people that are tall. I'm fairly short, though, so I fit in, like, nearly every bathtub I get into. I wish I had... Oh, wait, I just read that. I use a sensitive skin Dove that is, like, naturally scented. I see. I didn't poop! That was my shampoo. You hate me. You hate me. I am lathering up my hair. Lathering up my hair. My legs take up the whole tub. It also is very shallow. I see. I hope they start making bathtubs for, like, taller people. That would be epic. And then I'd be in even deeper water if, like, most bathtubs were, like, deeper. I'm not making farting noises with my armpits. Let me see. Do I even know how to do that? Let me see. It's not working. I put, like, a soapy hand underneath my armpit, and it just sounds weird. Like... Oh, I think it made one. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna run my hair under the faucet so I can wash it. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me a second. Hold on. Gotta make sure I get all the soap. All the soap. Not the soap, the shampoo. Shampoo. Okay. I think that should be okay. Okay. Now I can start soaping up my bod. My bod. Where's my honey body wash? Hold on. I think I need to go to the bath to get it. Hold on. There it is. My honey treasures. Oh, my phone screen went dark. Hope those Twitter spaces are still going. It is. Okay. Let it be. Okay. Do you shower first, then take a bath, or just go to the bath? So, what I usually do is, I used to take a shower before I took baths,
But now I mainly just take baths, and like when I want to wash my hair, I like just like wash my hair under the faucet or the shower head, so that I'm not washing my hair in like dirty water or anything like that. And then I just like soak with my hair up. Yeah, I'll just soak. Get a good soak in. No, no, the chat disappeared. Okay, time to lather up my body. Here, I'll give you guys a thigh slap. That's a soapy thigh slap. Oh no! I accidentally hit this. Why are you so cute? I was born this way. I was born this way. Believe it or not, I was born this way. All right. Don't mind my shaving noises. I feel weird if I don't shave my armpit every day. My armpits, rather. I try to shave my legs every day too. It just feels weird. I try to stay as smooth as possible for as long as possible. Because it feels nice. I like to feel smooth and soft and smell good. I've been feeling sick these past few days and I can feel my soul being healed. I'm so glad! Are you a fast grower? Wait, are you supposed to ask questions like that to girls? I thought you were, like, using a pickup line. Oh, you want another thigh slap? Hold on. Hold on. I got you. Hold on. Let me lay down so I can get a good old slap. Okay. It's a little, like, not as, like, slap soundy because I have soap on my hands. That's my thigh. Now I'm gonna lather up my legs and shave them, but I shaved them yesterday, so it's like not much stubble really. I just lightly glide because there's not much hair really. Yeah. I wish I could do like skincare on like my face, but like my skin is like the face on my skin is like allergic to most things, and I like have really bad allergic reactions to them, so I mostly just have to use like water, and actually a lot of moisturizers also cause me to have an allergic reaction, so I can't use many moisturizers on my face. I think like I use this one like I think it was like some kind of eczema, like hydrocortisone kind of cream type thing. And that was pretty good for my face. But like actual like skincare products that all the fancy girls use, I don't really get to use because I'm just allergic to everything. But I have really clear skin. That's something that a lot of VTubers I've met in person, they always say that. They're always like, oh, your skin is so pretty. Your skin is so clear. And I'm like, oh my God, thank you. That means a lot. Because when I was in like middle and high school, when I was like going through puberty and stuff, I had a lot of acne issues,
But I think I just needed to grow out of it because I don't really get acne anymore.
I'm pretty acne free.
Nice. Hold on. I can't see your comments yet. Let me dry my hand off and I'll hold my phone. Oh no. I got the phone wet. Hold on. There we go. I think you're good. Let's see. I got to put in my phone password. All right, there we go. Yeah. I have really dry skin. I need to get better at putting on lotion daily. Ooh, lotion is so nice. What shampoo do you use? So, I use, like, two different kinds depending on how I want it to smell. I like using Equate Beauty Biotin and Collagen Shampoo. It's in a purple bottle. And I also like Garnier Honey Treasures Repairing Shampoo. It's, like, honey. And then there's another one, but I haven't been able to find. I think that my mom used it all. But I also like, God, what is it called? I don't even remember. When I can remember, I'll let you know. Yeah. Mako says she hopes she gets super clean, by the way. I'm so honored. I hope that she is able to sleep super well. She slapped her thighs for you and everything? No way. No way. No way. This is nice and cozy. I kind of want a snack. I don't know why. I'm not, like, especially hungry, but, like, I want a snack. Man. She just said, plop, 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 get clean, get clean! Oh, my God, hold on. I'll do it, like, onomatopoeia-y. Plop, 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 get clean, get clean, get clean. I slapped my thigh. Get clean, get clean, get clean. Do you want to sleep well because Mookie's playing League? Freaky. Check the fridge for random food. There might be some ice cream. Actually, there is ice cream. I might be able to eat some ice cream after my bath. Then I can head into bed and get all warm and look at TikToks until I pass out. Actually, I might have to work. I don't remember. I'll have to look at that when I get out of here. Now she's talking about how socially anxious you are. What? What do you mean? In what way? In what way? What do you mean? What is she saying about me? It's great because the hot bath contrasted with the cold ice cream is so epic. It is. Also, guys, the weather is, like, getting really, really nice here. It was only, like, 75 degrees outside today, which is crazy. It was crazy. I can start wearing all my cute clothes now. I feel like, you know, when it's hot outside, I, like, only wear, like, t-shirts and, like, shorts and stuff. But, like, I love wearing, like, sweaters and cardigans and stuff. And, like, I can wear long skirts when it's hot outside, but I think that they're especially cute with, like, long sleeve stuff. I'm getting a fancy haircut Tuesday, or, well, it better be fancy. It is, like, $50. I hope it pours tomorrow. Ooh, I hope your haircut goes well. That's a really expensive haircut, too. I'm sure you will look very dashing. I hope it pours tomorrow. I saw your message about your work thing. I hope it rains, too. I hope we can see you. But also, if not, then I hope you have a really good time. She was just talking about how similar you guys are. Me and Mako are very panic prone. like, oh my god, like, I don't know what to do, you know? She drops a glass, starts panicking. I start panicking because she dropped a glass. We start panicking because we don't know what to do, even though the solution is, like, very, like, in front of us. And we just have to, like, panic it out for a bit, and then we calm down. I love bundled up looks, like gears and jackets and dark clothes, but that doesn't exactly go well with a dessert. With a desert. I read that as dessert. I'm thinking too much about food. I'm really just like thinking about the I'm just thinking about the ice cream now. That's all I'm thinking about. The outfit I use in my meet and greet is my usual thing. Oh, okay. I do really want that ice cream. It's mint ice cream. It's just mint. There's no chocolate in it, but there's mint. I think mint is very refreshing. So it'll be extra yummy when I get out of my bath. Be very, very refreshing. Yeah. Now that I live somewhere it gets cold, I need to get some actual winter clothes. I think it's about time that I buy some. I think I only, like, buy clothes maybe, like, once a year or something like that. So I need to, like, invest. So maybe I'll, if I can put money aside, I'm not sure. Guys, I don't mean to get really depressing, but not only is Bepper in poor health, but Beppis is also in poor health. And my mom can't really afford to, like, get him treated. So I'm, like, paying for his treatment, too. So, like, any disposable income I have is, like, going to my little dogs. Yeah, both of them are not doing very well. I think it's just, you know, they get older. And they're more prone to, like, cancer and stuff like that. So, yeah. But I'm gonna do my best. But yeah, I'm hoping that I can get some nice, like, fall slash winter clothes sometime soon. Hopefully. I want to get a new sweater. Yeah. No, it's okay, guys. Guys. Don't worry about it. Let's not focus on it right now. We're doing everything we can right now. Let's just focus on cute clothes and ice cream. And if things get sad, well, we'll talk about sad stuff. Just not here. Today we're in like a horny bath Twitter space. When both my dogs were bitten by rattlesnakes, my father's exact words to me were, "Why could you have gotten bit? It would have been cheaper." So true. Animal care is so much more expensive. I guess it's because veterinarian stuff is, like, very intricate. You know? That's so sad. But yeah. A wet bath? You heard me. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is love, Yonozu. When you kiss me, heaven sighs. And though I close my eyes, I see love, Yonozu. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. Wow. I forgot the rest. Wow! Thank you. What kind of dog did your mom get today, Tyler? What breed? Instructions unclear. X space, and she said something bath. Keck W. Kappa. Monka S. I don't know what these things mean. I just know I knew someone that used, like, Twitch speak all the time. My mom is visiting Monday, and I need to clean up behind the shaky body pillow. Oh my god. I was thinking of, like, hanging my body pillow up on the wall.
My mom didn't like how big Yuta's boobs were, so I put her tapestry behind my door. Thank you for thinking my voice is pretty. Portuguese water dog? Ooh! Yes, please just send pictures. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Whoa, the toilet's making noise. That was so scary. I thought I was being haunted. Oh my god, that was so spooky.
We need to give Shiki a lesson in Twitch emotes. That might be a funny stream idea. As if Mako teaches me, like, Twitch culture. I think that'd be funny. I did, Derek! I was so emotional. The light sticks had me so... I really hope the Shogun got to record everything. Because Shogun was there in person. He said he recorded quite a bit. So I'm really hoping that Shogun recorded, like, the whole Shiny Days performance. Because, like, Shiny Days was honestly, like, a song that, like, I had the most fun singing in such a long time.
It made me so happy.
It was so much fun to sing. And all of you were so nice. I'm so happy I went to Cosmania. I want to come back next year. And hopefully next year I'll have more original songs to sing, too. Wondering when Shiki is going to get our letters, I hope. I think what Prism does is they wait until there's, like, a build-up of, like, merch and stuff before they send things off. So I think that, like, maybe when, like, the summer merch ships, then I'll start getting everything. Because the last, like, thing that I got was, like, over the summer, right? And it was my birthday merch and also the 2-year anniversary merch. And also, like, a few other things. So, like, I really want to read everyone's letters. Yeah. So I'm hoping that when we get the summer merch. Yeah. Yeah. Those bright orange sticks are usually reserved for when the listener is hyped or loves the song. I'm so glad. Yeah. I remember... Oh my god, I get so emotional watching, like, Love Live Muse concerts, because, like, during Snowpilation, when all the lights switch to orange, I just cry every time. Like, during the last, like, bridge part, oh my god, it's so good. It's so emotional. They wait until the last minute. Yeah, so they wait until they have, like, an abundance, so they don't have to constantly ship things to us. So... I'll probably get my 2-year anniversary t-shirt as well as my summer merch and the letters and stuff whenever you guys start getting your summer merch. That's what I'm assuming, anyway. Yeah. We can send you stuff? Well, if you go to one of the events that we're guesting at, you can leave letters and gifts and stuff for us. As long as it's within guidelines. Need to ship my shirt? Ooh, yes, do so. Remember your Kohai talking about it? Mm-hmm. Wish I could send you a letter whenever. Yeah. Hopefully I can go to an event that more cool treats can, like, attend. I would like to meet a whole lot of you. I think that would be really nice. I'd like to be at a U.S. convention, too. Because we haven't done U.S. cons yet. We've only done, like, overseas or, like, at the Canada con and stuff like that. Have you read the letter I wrote? I'm so embarrassed. I'm so excited to read it. Oh, you're going to Japan for a Love Live concert. That's exciting. I'm so excited for you. I will make it to a Shiki event sometime. I believe. I'm looking forward to the day. I actually came in blind during the con because I'm not really into VTuber culture compared to my friends. Ooh, I'm glad that you could attend. One day you'll see me in person and be absolutely disappointed. I would never be disappointed in seeing in a cold treat. Never. Never, ever.
I feel like I only hear about you at events like a few days before they start. Maybe I'm just not in tune with the announcements. I'll try to be more vocal about them. Maybe like the next time we announce an event, I'll try to put them like as a pinned message in like my stream chats. I think that would help more people know when we're going to events and stuff. But yeah, I really hope that I can go to a bunch of different conventions all over the world so I can meet as many occult treats as possible. That would be the 8 week. Rock. I would love a rock. Like with beady eyes, I'd love a rock. I go to the con yearly, but the prison meets for free, so I wanted to just check it out. Ah, see, I see. That must be convenient then. Oh, thank you, Derek. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you. The 8 week. Oh, Tyler, I see the video of the doggy. The doggy's so pretty. Pretty baby. I love dogs. I love dogs. Yeah, so basically, it's mostly up to fans to ask, like, to basically, like sometimes, your agency or your manager can, like, message a con to inquire, but mostly the way that they get, like, they invite people is they want to make sure that it's like worth their time, energy, and money because they pay guests to come to conventions. That's how a lot of voice actors actually get like their like rent money is through appearing at conventions. And the way that like they get to go to conventions is if enough people like send inquiries and send like messages and stuff so that there's enough popularity for them to like warrant paying for this guest to come to this convention and stuff like that. So, yeah. So the way that most like guests get to go to conventions is enough fans like send outreach to the con and being like, I'd love to see this person there. Stuff like that. I love dogs, says the dog VTuber. They correct. Correct. The funny part is I thought the meet would be like a panel event thing, but it ended up just one-on-one, so my face was, what a poke am I gonna say? It's okay. Yeah. Also, I know that a lot of people were really, really nervous about it. So I'm glad that like everyone felt a bit more comfortable near the end of it. I hope that your new furry friend helps a lot, Tyler. I'm harassing my local con. I would love to go to a con that you go to. It'd be so nice. AX would be huge. I'll definitely see if I can contribute to getting you guys there. Oh, thank you. I'd love to go to AX. I've gone to AX in person a couple times over the years. Maybe like three times? Three times I've been to AX before. I went in 2013, 2014, and 2016. Gotta remember to email my next major convention. I remember Hex talking about knowing someone on Phoenix Fan Fusion. Hell yeah. BRB, while I message every single con with 500 emails about how badly I want to see Shiki there. Rita carried me hard. She's an excellent speaker. Like, she's excellent at carrying conversations and coming up with topics to talk about. I'm really, really bad at it. I was just as nervous as all the people that were at the meet and greet. It's like how Ash had 1 million clip outs to get his hat in the original Pokemon. Really? I had no idea what I would say during a meet and greet. They're usually pretty short. I think that some cons they'll limit it to like a couple minutes per guest, but you can actually I know at some cons, I think Nichisanji has done this, where guests can buy tickets to have a certain amount of time to speak with a guest. I remember because like I think Reimu talked about how a guest like bought like a shit ton of tickets so that they could talk like a long time. Something like that. But I haven't experienced that yet. Yeah. Yeah, for popular any song artists, it's like 10 seconds. Yeah. I remember in an episode of Agretzko, there was like I obviously I'm not comparing anyone to this person, but I remember there was a scene where like the underground like Otemachi, like idol group, they had like tickets for like the meet and greets, like where they'd shake hands and they'd have to shake hands with that person and talk to them for like as long as the ticket lasted, and this one guy bought like 5 minutes worth of them. And in the anime he did it to like degrade Retzko. I'm so sad. What would you talk about for 5 minutes though, if you like actually like the person? 5 minutes is actually like a really long like time. But also like that was the time for like the guests at Cosmania. I think they all had about 5 minutes as a limit. Something like that. But we all managed to like talk for quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah, each person was about 5 minutes now that I think about it. Maybe the Agresco scene was like longer than that. But maybe it's just that the 5 minutes is applied to the handshake, so they held hands for like 5 minutes. Imagine holding hands for 5 minutes. That would be naughty. That would be naughty. I think mainly what we talked about at the meet and greets were like how they're doing and then like how they're enjoying the con. Most of them were just really, really kind and expressing like, you know, that like how they like if they're regulars in my chat, if they just lurk, like what my music means to them, how much they like my music and stuff like that. And it made me really happy. It made me really happy. Yeah. When they talk about like how they found me and stuff like that, it made me really happy. I was really quite a few people that come to the meet and greets that I've gone to have said that like, you know, they're lurkers and stuff like that. And they feel a little guilty, but I appreciate everyone even if they lurk, you know, or they're VOD watchers. Everyone is valid, and I appreciate them all a whole lot. I think during Rita's, we just talked about any song and games. I see. Rita's a natural when it comes to speaking. I think I would really like to, like, sit in on one of her meet and greets sometime. If you were to go to a con again, would there be a live performance for your music? I found you through your songs, and they seem to be a large portion of your online presence, so it'd be cool. I mean, yeah, I was a part of the Cosmania jam concert. I was part of the jam concert at Cosmania. Like, it's definitely something that a lot of people, like, want me for and stuff like that. So I think that anytime I'm at a con, it's usually expected for me to do something like that. Yeah. VOD watches are valid, but I have no clue how they do it. I try to watch Cheeky VODs and get floated with sadness that I was not there. Oh, no. What if you were a disguise? Attend a con and meet and greet with Rita. Experience firsthand. Ooh, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. The next time Prism is, like, a guest at a con in the U.S., and if I'm not guesting, maybe I'll, like, go to one of the meet and greets. I think that'd be fun. I think that'd be really fun. I'll stand in line with all the Prismers, and they won't know it's me. She'd recognize your voice? Of course, because I'd tell her who I am. But, like, for meet and greets, usually they're in private rooms, right? So, like, only one person is allowed in at a time. So I'd be like, Rita. It's me, Cheeky. I'm mostly a VOD watcher. Life is hectic, so it's easier to be able to pause and rewind stuff if I miss something. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to my VODs. Thank you. Whew. Where did the chat go? There we go. I'm sorry, Cheeky, but nobody that cute could go unnoticed or caught in a Prism line. If I wear a trench coat and sunglasses and a top hat, then I don't think anyone would catch on. No one would know. And I'd change my voice. Maybe I'll use, like, a Conan voice changer, you know. You'd never know I'm standing in line with you. Maybe I'll even wear cosplay, and then you wouldn't know. What if I cosplayed another Prism agent?
I'll cosplay men, though.
Eep-wee!
The con security will pull you aside. Oh, no, they're going to think that I'm, like, a voyeur. Or what are they called? The people that, like, they wear trench coats and they expose themselves. What are they called? They're not voyeurs, are they? Voyeurs are people that like to watch stuff like that. What is it called? What are those people called again?
Flashers. That's what they're called. A flasher. You guys are so smart. Exhibitionists, too. Exhibitionists and flashers. That's what those people are. Yeah, I don't want people to think I'm an exhibitionist. Will you be releasing another body pillow? I missed out on the first one that was released. I don't know unless Prism decides to do a rerun of stuff. If I ever somehow go indie as Sheiky, then I would like to re-release the body pillow. If that ever happens, I don't want that to happen. But if it ever happens, I'd want to re-release all the merch. I want to re-release all the merch. Hi, BSL! Yeah, we're bathing. I think we're just about to get out, though, because I'm starting to get a little cold. You should cosplay as Wally West and you'd really be the Flash. Wow, you're funny. I wouldn't want people to think I'm an exhibitionist, she said from the bat. I'm not an exhibitionist. I'm just an innocent girl trying to get clean in my bathtub. Don't you know? Would there be new art to make merch with then? I'm not sure how corporate merch processes work. I think, though, if, like, I somehow bought out Sheiky, that I'd get, like, all the old art, maybe. Because I'd basically be buying, like, the copyright or something like that. But it depends. I think it would depend. But I really don't want to do something like that. But if something like that does happen, then I definitely want to re-release everything, you know. Because a lot of people miss out on merch. A lot of people miss out on merch. It'd be nice if Prism could eventually do, like, a rerun of merch that was missed. I think that'd be epic. Yeah, they're very much into limited merch. But I feel like a lot of companies have, like, limited merch available for longer than Prism does. Because I think we only run it for, like, 2 weeks. Yeah. It made me want to get in the bath. Oh my god, are you taking a bath right now? Are we taking a bath together? Is that what this is? Is that what we're doing? We just grab each other's bags. I'll wash your back and I'll rinse your hair. So now I'm also getting in the bath. Scoot over and make room for me. Okay. There's room now. Get in. We'll be like that really romantic scene from Nana where Ren and Nana are like in the tub together with like all the rose petals. That's gonna be us, and we're gonna talk about our future together. No one told me we were bathing. Hi, Tom. I scrub your scalp with my nails. You're so hot. Michael Jordan Spacey won't. Whoa, my toilet's making a weird noise again. Mako, I need you to request mic access. And you're gonna join the space. Okay. You there? Request mic access. Come on, don't be a coward. How do I give her mic access? Hold on. Requests. Okay. You there?
Let me in! Hi.
Hey.
God, this is so intimate.
This is so intimate. I
didn't mean to intrude. This is so awkward.
This is so intimate with all 40 people listening.
Oh, hi everyone.
Hey everyone.
How's your bath?
My bath is pretty epic. What are you gonna do for your bath? Are you gonna use like a bath bomb?
Oh, I'm too poor for that. Oh wait, I have a whole box of them because Mufi is allergic to like bath bombs, so she gave me her entire. Oh my god, yes, I have a whole box of them. You want to pick the color?
Okay, what colors do you have?
Okay, let's see. Actually, you choose a color. I think I might have like every color.
Do you have a green one?
Let me see. Yes, there's a green one.
Let's use green.
Okay, cool.
Someone said, what? Mufi's allergic to water?
No, she's allergic to bath bombs.
What in bath bombs is she allergic to?
I think it's just, like, the smell. Or, like, the strong.
Gotcha. We can fix her.
True.
You can fix her and get her to join.
I'm gonna fix her allergy. That's how it works.
Oh, so you're gonna do like conversion therapy. Wait. Yeah, I think I can use that in this context.
I was like, okay, yeah.
No, like, you did exist.
My tub is really loud. Okay, I'm just gonna close the door for that.
I heard your cat. Who was that?
That was Jeeves, like always.
Jeeves, I miss little guy.
He misses you. He hears you right now. Jeeves!
Jeeves! It's mommy!
Meow! Meow! Meow!
No, but like... Wait, no, it's not conversion therapy. It's exposure therapy.
We're going to get rid of her allergy using conversion therapy.
We're going to use exposure therapy because Bao did that with me once. In 2016, I could not stand the word pussy, like, at all. If anyone used it in any context, I would, like, have a visceral reaction. I would, like, physically recoil. Like, actually, like, my lips would, like, pucker backwards like I just had a lemon.
A sea.
And so, like, Bao would just randomly in calls be like, pussy, my pussy is on fire, and I'd start crying.
I'm dead.
And now pussy. It's a part of my regular vocabulary.
Yeah, you love that word. I can hear your voice.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Do you need me to massage your back in the bath?
I did not think you were gonna say the word back. Because when you were saying that, someone said, "I'm afraid of mommy milkies," and so I thought you would.
Can I massage your milkies?
Mommy milkies? Yeah, of course you can.
Really? I'll get like all the sweat underneath.
Yeah, you can feel the density of them again.
They're heavy. them dying heavy.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too. Come back.
I want you so bad. If I have the money, I will come back in January.
Just walk here.
Just walk?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think that's fair.
I'll swim to you.
Swim? Yeah, you gotta get through all the bayous to get to me.
The bayous.
The bayous. You're
gonna fight all the alligators.
I'll fight all the corn.
In the bayou. Hey, stop. Drop it. Shake up. Drop it.
Oh my god. What does he have?
He's eating something he's not supposed to be eating.
He's eating Mufi?
He's what?
What?
He's eating something he's not supposed to be eating.
Yeah.
Spit it out. Spit it out. You're evil. What are you? Stop. Bad.
said no, goodbye bye Shikimiko. Okay, Portal Man, thank you for coming.
Okay, I got it. What is this?
Oh my god. I just got reminded, like, the bow pussy talk. It reminded me of, like, what her name used to be on Discord.
What was it?
Her name used to be Jungle Pussy 9000.
I'm dead. Bro. That's funny. Okay. I'm getting in the bath.
Oh.
But I'm probably gonna hop off.
Oh, okay. Then I guess that I will also, like, probably in the space soon then. Thank
no,
you for
don't end because of me. What? No, you still need to wash your boobies.
I did wash boobies. I've been in here for like 45 minutes.
Are you all pruny right now?
I'm pruny.
Can I see?
You want to see the bottom of my toes and how pruny they are?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, they're actually not that pruny.
Oh, can't relate. I get really pruny.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know. I haven't taken a bath in forever. We'll see how pruny.
We should exchange pruny photos. We should exchange prunes.
Okay, I'm gonna go put my hair up. I'll talk to you later. Don't end because of me. Don't end.
But I'm so cold.
I'll hug you and make you warm again. I'll hug you from behind.
Okay. Okay. Have a good bath.
You too. I love you.
I love you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
How do I stop sharing?
I don't know.
Can you like revoke access for me? Wait, switch to listening. Okay, I got it. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay. Now it's just me. Numero uno, as they say. I sent you my prunes, please respond. The sexual tension got even higher when Mako joined. That was silly. It's very silly. Okay, I'm actually getting cold though. I'm gonna stay with you guys while I dry off though. We can spend time together while I dry off. I'm gonna drain my tub and it's gonna sound weird. Okay. Alright, let me put my hair up in a towel. One second, and then I gotta wrap my naked body in another towel. All right, now we sit while I dry.
Orp.
Now I just sit and sizzle and bubble. How are your nights going, guys? Are you having a good night? If it's night for you, it might be morning for some of you, or like afternoon. I'm looking forward to the ice cream after I get out of the bathroom. It's lunchtime. What are you eating for lunch? Sizzling and popping. Ice cream. Ice cream. This bath bomb smells so good. Slay. I'm so glad. Are you naked right now? Filipino version of a sausage and some tofu. Nice, nice, nice. Yes, she's naked, guys. You know what to do. I don't know what I mean by that. Do you bathe in your swimsuit? No, I'm naked. I'm naked. I mean, right now I'm wearing a towel, but I'm naked. I always bathe naked. Do you shower with your clothes on? Freak. Nitro, I just saw what you said. She's setting her feet to Mako. It should have been me, not him. Me. Dude, can't believe you're bathed naked. I know. I'm such a harlot.
I see his little sister, so I just disturbed. You're naked. Shiki, shiki, shiki. Tis, tis, tis. What are you talking about?
Oh my god. Sorry that I'm not covered in steam like the sexy jutsu in Naruto. I'm sorry, I have not conquered my ninjutsu skills, resulting in me not being able to do that. I will work on it. I will practice my hand signs. You're our harlot? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Silence and be still, harlot. It is written as the poet pressure pinned to paper. He moves beyond the boundary of the limited ad infinitum. You're so funny. Isn't that the opposite? You'll turn into a guy if you use that? I think that I can make it work. And like the desert stick, he sends up his fleshly lusts against thee. Oh yeah, Shiki hates steam. You're so right. You're so right. Whew. I can't wait to get into my bed and eat ice cream in bed. I'm so naughty. Who is the most sexy, Mako or you? Do you think two women with self-esteem issues would ever pick themselves? Of course I'm going to say Mako. You can have Rita teach you. She printed out the hand signs and learned them. Male Shiki. Shiki is sexier. See? See what I mean? See what I mean? Of course we won't pick ourselves.
I can't believe I've been in the space for an hour. Oh, Tyler, thank you so much for the super. Do you want to be the top or bottom of the you and Mako bath combo art? I'll let you decide since the idea came first. Let's see. Let Mako be the top. Two girls with fibromyalgia and mental illness. Nothing sexier. So true. Fibro wives. We were born to meet, we were destined to be together. That's why God gave us mental illness and fibromyalgia, so that we could, like, use, what is it? Echolocation to find each other. Exactly. Thank you, God. Thank you.
I don't think that's how fibro works.
Listen, do you have fibro? Do you know that I can't use fibromyalgia to echolocate my beloved? I'm going to get dressed now. Actually, before I get dressed, I need to pee. I'm going to mute while I pee. You guys don't get to hear that. Because you don't get to hear my idol meeting. I'm going to mute. I did not leave it on. You guys are picking on me. You guys are picking on me and you're teasing me. I saw the mute button. I saw the mute button. You can't lie to me. I definitely unmuted just now. You're lying. You're lying! Hold on. I'm going to mute again to flush my toilet. I don't want to embarrass myself. Okay, now you get to hear me wash my hands. The water is so cold. Time to dry my hands. And now to apply my deodorant. I use spray-on deodorant. I use Dove Advanced Care. 1/4 moisturizers with natural oil. Dry spray, go fresh. Cool essentials. Now you know what my armpits smell like. Now to put on my shorts. And my big t-shirt. Where's the front of the t-shirt? Oh, I found it. I was struggling there for a second. There we go. I'm fully clothed. All right, everyone. I'm going to hop off for now. And I'm gonna go and get in bed and eat some ice cream. How does that sound? Oh, by the way, what, Miko? What's going on? You left your deodorant at my house? I must have left one of those tiny cans. Now Mako knows what I smell like. Well, she knew what I smell like because she knew me in person. But but yeah, okay, guys. I'm going to go for now. I'm gonna go eat some ice cream and lay in bed and eventually fall asleep. All right, guys. Thank you for coming to my little bath Twitter space. It was many much fun. And I will see you all tomorrow at the 2-year member celebration stream. Thank you for coming. Okay, guys. Bye-bye for now. Oyashiki. Mwah!